How's your shooting touch from the baseline? Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. We head into the happy hour. Final couple of segments before we get to Sammy Leavitt in tonight's Padres pregame show. Padres and Reds at 6:30. I ask how your baseline jumper is, Scrappy, because the San Diego State basketball team, all of a sudden in the market for a shooting forward. The Aztecs, who are going to have to replace all-timer Lamont Butler, who went into the transfer portal, as you know, and left for Kentucky.
Tucky.
Micah Parrish is left as well. He'll be at Ohio State. But in a bit of a surprise today, 6'8 forward Elijah Saunders heads into the transfer portal as well.
Remember when I asked him that question, like, what do you want to be remembered as an Aztec?
When you grow up?
Yeah.
I think you asked him what he wants to be when he grows up, and he said, you know, don't know that anyone's ever asked me that one before.
No, I asked him, like, what do you want fans to remember you as, you know, when you're done playing for the Aztecs? Well, apparently he wants them to remember him as a transfer portal guy.
Okay, you're just getting a shot off is all
I mean, that's
getting.
It is true.
Well, it might be true, but I can't blame these guys. You know, if they feel like they can get a $500,000 payday. I mean, college sports, the transfer rules are broken, and they got to get them fixed. And it's not just because San Diego State's losing guys.
Everyone's losing guys.
And San Diego State's probably getting more than their share. But I know that there was one guy the Aztecs had been interested in. A lot of people, I'd heard his name. He was a point guard, Mahaffery. I don't know. I'm pronouncing it wrong, but he was a guard
Bless
at
you.
St. Mary's. You're well, yeah. He was a guard at St. Mary's, and I'd seen his name, Mahaffery. Anyway, good player. I don't know. Somebody will correct me in the chat.
Oh, don't worry.
Yes, they will.
They're also correcting you guys, which we might get into a conversation later, that there are obstructed view tickets at Petco Park, by the way.
Well, I'm not going to argue that, but if you're dumb enough to buy one of those and take a picture of it for us, go ahead and waste your time.
Well, no. The argument is that you guys told me I was crazy because I said that there
you
was obstructed
crazy.
View tickets, but
you
there
are
actually
crazy.
Are
Who
obstructed view tickets.
Who in the world is
going to
sit there and stare at half of a stadium? Come on.
You can go walk around. It's just to get you in, Chris. Anyway.
Elijah Saunders goes into the transfer portal, but this kid from St. Mary's, he's going to UConn instead. So that ends the Aztecs' hopes of getting him.
I heard they're pretty good.
UConn?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not bad. Mahaney. That was close.
Ma-something-y.
He's going to UConn. That's who that is. So, yeah, the Aztecs are going to be without Elijah Saunders. We kick off the 5 o'clock hour here. Padres, not a good weekend, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they get swept by the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies blast 9 home runs. 8 of those were against Padres starters. 4 of those against Joe Musgrove. I'm having some fun with his
nickname. Someone said you're not right for saying that.
I know. I'm having some fun with his nickname. I know he's going to correct it soon.
Yeah.
I have all the faith in Joe Musgrove, but he's certainly struggling right now to the tune of a 6.9 ERA and a 3.26 batting average against. Michael King got lit up for 3 homers yesterday, 2 of them by Bryson Stott after mistakes in the form of walks to the can't hit water if he fell out of a boat, Nick Castellanos. Anyway, it wasn't a good weekend for the Padres starting pitchers. 14 innings, 18 runs. That doesn't give you much of a chance to win those ball games.
No.
And the Padres have, you know, by and large, you know, had good starting pitching. They don't right now. Darvish is hurt. Here's what these other three guys all struggled over the weekend. So, you know, it's up to Matt Waldron to try to get the losing streak stopped tonight.
So I did post game on Friday night. So I
heard
some opinions.
Hear about that.
Oh, it was not very fun because the Padres got crushed.
Yeah, you were filling in for Sam Levitt, and as usually happens when you fill in, something bad normally happens that you have to address in the post game show. In this case, it was Joe Musgrove giving up four home runs.
Yes, and it's like. It's hard to do a post game show when the Padres lose 9-3 because no matter what you say, it's going to not be taken well by anyone because they're just angry.
All right. So not what you said. Do you mean that if you go light on the team, then people are upset that you weren't mean enough?
Correct.
And if you go mean on the team, then people are like, hey, you should leave him alone.
Yes.
So that's what you're saying, you can't win.
Basically, I took it as like, hey, this is, a bad game, but Aaron Nola is a very good pitcher who's gone deep into games all season long. And the one thing I can say about the weekend, because I went to the game on Saturday night and was a part of the crowd and heard a lot of things, and it's the length of the Padres innings, like batting, it seems like it's a completely different game that they're playing.
Right. Saturday night was a masterpiece of pitching by a guy who is red hot right now.
I get that.
Suarez has retired like 39 innings in a row until Rosario hit that home run. So
I am with you on that.
And the Padres did not get a single runner in scoring position Saturday night.
That's why
they weren't up very long.
Okay, Friday. It just feels like... The Phillies had 25, 30 pitch innings when they were at the plate.
Okay.
Padres have like 10 pitches in an inning. They see 10 pitches.
I'm going to give it to you. I'm sorry. Yesterday, you might have a case.
I mean, Philly scored some runs yesterday. So.
Well, the Phillies saw 156 pitches yesterday. The Padres only saw 121.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you that one. Statistically, you know, you're right. Let's see what Friday night looked like. For giggles.
I have gone back in the past and looked at these things, and them swinging first pitch seems to do well for them. So,
well, Friday night it was really ugly favor to support your argument.
Okay, what was it?
Padres threw 179 pitches Friday night. The Phillies threw 117.
And Aaron Nola was about 104 of those.
106. Ugh. Sir Anthony Dominguez finished up. Not Sir Anthony Gwynn Jr. look, it was a bad weekend. First of all, I'm concerned just like you are. They got to get it stopped right now. Four games is enough of a losing streak. Don't want to drift too far under that 500 mark. We saw last season how long it can sometimes take to get back to it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, you know, this is important right now. But having said that, if you just want to rate the 2024 Padres on what you saw this weekend, then they stink.
Yeah.
You know, in your mind, because they stunk this weekend. They were down 9-1 Friday night. They were down 5-0 Saturday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they were down 7-1 yesterday.
Yeah.
Or 7-2. They got whipped. You know, but again, as I pointed out earlier, just to try to keep it in some perspective, you know, I mean, are we going to give up on the Rays? They got swept by the White Sox.
But we also thought the Rays were going to take it. You and I thought the Rays were going to take
a step back, but not get swept by the White Sox.
Okay, good point.
The A's took 2 out of 3 from Baltimore. Baltimore is one of the best teams in the league. It happens, and it did not go well. For San Diego, let's hope it turns starting tonight.
Katie says on the chat, we look so overmatched, which that's a great word for it, overmatched.
It did. It was a cruddy weekend, but were the Dodgers overmatched when the Padres took 2 of 3 from them in L.A.?
No.
No. Well, they got beat, didn't they? You know, this notion that the Padres are overmatched against good teams is not true. 2 out of 3 from the Cubs, 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers, 2 out of 3 from the Brewers, back to back to back. Those are three teams all well over 500. Padres whipped them all.
Then they, split against the Rockies?
Okay, they're not playing well right now, but this point that they can't beat good teams is not true. They just did. quite recently.
I know. It's just this game of baseball is very hard for people to be patient with, and I'm one of those people, Chris.
Patient for what? You want to win every game? You want to go 162?
No, I understand that they're going to lose games, but I am patiently waiting for this team to break out of the slump that they've been in seemingly for the past year and a half.
They're the number 7 hitting team in baseball.
And they don't get wins for it. Sorry.
How'd the Mets start the season?
They were pretty bad to start the season.
Okay, what's their record now?
I have no idea, but they're winning.
They're over 500.
But have they put together a win streak of more than 3 games? Yeah, they have.
All right, Padre baseball tonight. Don't watch. Don't listen. Do something better with your time.
That's not what I'm saying.
Because this season's over.
It's not over. It's just I'm tired of waiting for this offense that's been touted as a great offense to wake up. I'm tired.
Well, I don't know anybody who touted it as a great offense.
Are you kidding me?
Who touted it as a great offense?
Last year we were sold that it was the best offense in baseball. This year it was a good offense too because the only player they lost this year was Juan Soto. It's just frustrating to me.
You're speaking the language that a lot of people are speaking right now, but it's a little crazy.
I know it
because
is.
Because you're ranking too much on 3 cruddy games this week. If you rank the Padres based on the 6 of 9 they won over the Cubs, Dodgers, and Brewers, we are going to the World Series without question. They looked terrific in those games. Their pitching was shut down. They scored 9 runs one game, 10. They scored 8 in L.A. They scored 7 and 6 in Milwaukee. They came from 4 runs down, 5 runs down, 3 runs down every which way. Their bullpen hardly allowed a run for a week and a half.
I think what
also... That's that team? Well, it's the same team.
I think what also is just demoralizing is, the runs that get put up against the Padres in the first inning, second inning, and then they have to play catch up every single night. And now I know it's not every single night, but it seems like they're playing catch up every night. I was in line for a hot dog on Saturday, Chris, and then I heard Alec Boehm hit a home run.
There's only one team that can say they play catch up every night.
The White Sox?
And that's the Rockies because they have trailed in every single game they've played this year, which is like an all-time major league record. They've trailed in every single game.
Man,
Padres can't say that.
I know. I'm just frustrated.
I know you are. We're going to hear from Mike Shildt. He probably won't make you feel a whole lot better, but some of his comments from earlier today, getting ready for tonight's series opener against the Cincinnati Reds, we will hear from Mike Shildt on a couple of different subjects, one of which is whether or not the Phillies whipping the Padres was more a sign of what the Phillies are or more a sign of what the Padres are. We'll also find out about Manny Machado returning to third base for a second straight night and Jerickson Profar back in the leadoff role. It's all coming up after traffic on Gwen and Chris.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, welcome back. 5:21 is the time. We got about 10, 15 minutes left, Script.
We have 13.
Clock's running. Second quarter in Miami, where the Miami Heat are looking to even things up against the Boston Celtics. Game 4 of their first-round playoff series.
It's on airball by the
Tickets
Heat.
Are $57 to get in, but That'll only get you a partial look at the floor, according to Scraby.
These guys are doubling down. It's amazing to me.
All kinds of people evidently buy tickets with obstructed views. I don't get you people that you even would consider that. But you can see 1/8 of the floor.
But then you can walk around.
No thanks. Boston 41, Miami 31 is the score, second quarter of that ballgame. Later tonight, Lakers go to Denver, trying to avoid the gentleman sweep, as so named by Tony Gwynn Jr., and now he's trying to avoid becoming a victim of it. Denver won the first three games. A sweep, of course, is four straight. Gentleman sweep is if you cough up game four, as the Nuggets did, and then take care of business as most people expect them to do tonight. Also, Oklahoma City Thunder looking to take out the New Orleans Pelicans without Zion Williamson.
I mean, I was a big Zion fan all year because he was playing hard, and then he
gets
into the
playoffs. Well, if you saw him in the game, he got hurt. I mean, he was dominating.
He was. I was watching the game.
Yeah, he had 40 points. He was going to the rim at will. But no Zion, Pelicans chances. You know, the NBA playoffs, by the way, have been hit hard by injuries. Not just Zion, Jimmy Butler, Giannis, Damian Lillard. Probably leaving a couple guys out, but there's big-name stars all over the place that aren't playing, and the NBA is concerned by this. You know what I think a good solution would be? Have these guys take a little bit more time off during the course of the season.
Oh, you think?
No, I don't think. But you know that's going to come up.
Probably.
Right? The NBA made them all play more this year.
Oh. Wait. Hold on. You have to work for
your
money?
Yes, I know. You have to play. Actually, the sport you're supposed to play. Kawhi Leonard's another star that's been in and out of the playoffs. All right, Padres and Reds tonight. Before we get to Mike Schilt's thoughts, I got one more thing for you, Scrabe, to help me.
Oh, gosh.
Tomorrow morning, big morning for me.
Okay.
Big morning for you if you're tuned into the shows. Ben and Woods, Annie and Elston. Then we come flying through here at 2 o'clock. Before I come into work tomorrow, though, Scrabe, I'm going to play a little golf with my buddies, my Tuesday morning buddies.
Okay.
And I'm going to be debuting a brand new hybrid golf club that I just purchased over the weekend. You have told me that this hybrid is going to shave strokes off my score.
Well, I said it would help you. I didn't say it would
you
shave
don't know
strokes.
Save me any strokes.
But I will say
Come
a
on.
Hybrid club is, if you are having trouble hitting your low irons, a hybrid club is a very good club.
Well, who
to have.
Hits their low irons
me.
Well? You do? You hit two irons, three irons well?
I hit three irons, four irons.
Okay.
But have you hit the club yet?
I have. I went out yesterday and I was hitting, you know, line drives.
Bombs?
Yeah, straight down the middle of the stadium golf fairway there. But, you know, that's easier to do than it is once you get out on the course.
J-Mac said, which hybrid?
Well, without giving away the brand name.
Yeah, I don't need the brand. I just need the
Couldn't tell you.
Is it like a 3-wood, 4-wood?
Don't know.
Okay. You
don't know.
Know.
I just know name of brand, hybrid. That's all I know, and I swung it well yesterday.
Okay.
So I'll have a report for you tomorrow, Scrabe.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
And if anybody wants to send me a tip on the chat, and I don't know how you could pass this along, even if you're a golf pro out there, and I know there are many of you who listen.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that you could give me this tip. My driver, I make good contact. I hit it well. You've seen me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have a slice that is not impossible, but it probably costs me, 50 to 75 yards on my drive because the ball ends up curving off to the side rather than just continuing straight. I've tried a lot of things, and you know, I hit most of my irons, everything straight. My driver, nowhere close.
It's because you're coming over the top, or you're
but I don't
your
know what that
open.
Means.
It means okay. I can try to teach you. Off
I need
the
somebody
air.
To try to help me get my. You know,
it's because you're trying when you're so coming over the top. When if you're a right-handed golfer, you're redirecting your club. Over your shoulder. This is not going to make sense for anyone who is not seeing this.
Yeah.
But when you're coming through the ball. Your club face is forced open, and you're
well,
kind
I know
of
my club
face
is open because that's how the ball slices.
Yes.
I get that. I'm trying to not
Let's go to the driving range soon.
You know, open face my club head.
Okay.
I think I said
that. Let's go
to
the driving range soon.
So I'm looking for somebody out there who has the magic thing that they can just tell me and I can just try to practice it and try to eradicate that slice, but I don't expect it.
Someone says ask Ben Higgins for golf tips.
Oh, yeah, he's good. You're good too, though.
I mean, it's just hard
to
me.
It's one thing to know how to golf, it's another thing to be able to teach it to somebody and in a way they understand. It's not easy to do. That's why golf pros make so much, you know, money and are so busy.
Yes.
Everybody's looking for solutions to this kind of stuff.
Yes, it is.
Right?
There's so much out there that you can buy that are worthless equipment.
I guarantee I could buy something that would just... It'll get rid of your slice in no time.
Yeah, it will be like some sort of vest that you wear that won't allow your shoulder to go in a certain direction.
Excuse me, guys. Before I tee off, I'm going to have to get my vest on here.
Oh, J-Mac has a nice idea.
What's J-Mac?
Put a camera behind your swing and record it a few times and see what your swing path looks like.
All right.
I've done that a few times.
Potentially do that.
Yeah.
It's a little effort, but...
It's a lot of effort for you.
It's a lot of effort for me.
We had a whole issue about taking screenshots on Chris's phone.
I was trying to take a screenshot, and a buddy wanted me to screenshot my immaculate grid today, and I couldn't do it.
Hey, I even tried to.
And then I asked you for your help, and you couldn't help, and Tony couldn't help.
It's an iPhone problem, man.
It's not. All right. Padres have problems, too. They got to get them fixed, starting tonight, hopefully, with Game 1 of the series against the Reds. Mike Schilt met with the media today, and... before going forward, one last look back at that Phillies series. And as far as Mike Schilt is concerned, did that say more about the Padres or more about the Phillies?
They're a really good team, the Phillies. Clearly, they've been to a World Series and a game away from another one last year. And then they played, candidly, their best baseball. You know, you think about all the components that goes into a game, which I talk about pretty consistently here. And how you win games, and so you got great starting pitching with Nolan Suarez. Walker did his part yesterday. They played super clean defensively, with the exception of one ball in the eighth yesterday. We talk about lineups. Their whole lineup was taking good at-bats pretty much regardless of where it was. Schwarber contributed. They got, you know, homers from about everywhere. Scott had two. You know, Baum was, you know, just live have to continue to match that, you know. Now, saying that, we played really good teams and won multiple series against, on record and paper, really good teams. It's really just going to come down to our component is playing well irrespective of opponent and doing those things consistently. I alluded earlier to our defense. We basically put on a clinic this last series defensively and didn't win a game, and no one's going to say, hey, that's great, and it didn't allow you to contribute to it. All I can say is from a pure, like, how are we playing standpoint, that's a huge win. Now let's figure out how to have a few more shutdown innings, a few more consistent at-bats and innings. But I look at our latest report, and, you know, we're a top 10 offensive team, taking good at-bats, doing a lot of good things. We just got to continue to put it together and be consistent. When you play good teams, that's what it comes down to, and that's what the playoffs are about, and we got to do that consistently so we can go be that playoff team we expect to be.
You know, Mike, that's what I've been saying all day.
Yeah, I don't know if you quite put it in those terms.
I've been saying all of that stuff all day since 2 o'clock this afternoon. I've been saying exactly that.
I feel a little bit calmer after that.
Now, why don't you feel calmer when I say it?
Because
when I tell you to calm down and relax, you get more frustrated.
Because it's you.
Oh, okay. Mike Schilt, you're okay with.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Manny's back at third base tonight. Jerkson Profar's back in the leadoff spot tonight. Mike Schilt discusses those two items.
Maybe a hair sooner. It's clearly a great sign. You know, we didn't have it in pencil, or a pen, rather. We had it in pencil, but... him being able to go do it, the turnaround of a day game to a night game, how he felt yesterday, he's like, yeah, let's ride, let's do it. So a lot of positivity to it.
You answered a little bit yesterday, but what do you like about Pro in the leadoff spot and kind of what he's been able to do?
I thought about it again because I do reflect on some of the answers I give you and some of the questions. And I thought, you know what? Great question, and just in simple terms, when a guy's taking good at-bats, regardless of where you put him, then you can put him in leadoff, but ultimately a lineup's about a lineup full of guys taking good at-bats, and so it shouldn't matter as much where they go. For example, yesterday, you know, Bogey wasn't leading off, but led off two innings. There's your lineup. But I get the fact it turns over, so I'm naive to that, clearly. But I like the fact that he's left right-handed, taking good at-bats regardless, working walks, getting big hits. But it's really just about guys taking good at-bats.
Hold on, I got to go back to that laugh.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, he caught himself and said, "Boy, I'm a funny guy."
I mean, it does
really
make sense.
Cute. Got it? Or are you looking for
it? I'm going through it again.
I tell you, Profar did have good ABs yesterday, though. Two hits, a walk, and then he just crushed a line drive in the ninth inning that got caught. So he's almost on 4 out of 5 times. Here's Mike Schilt after realizing that, you know what, I'm kind of funny.
Hey, you know, Bogey wasn't leading off, but led off two innings.
I love that laugh.
Oh, you got to
so
save
much.
That laugh.
Oh, my God. It's
save
so
that
good.
Laugh.
I will.
Make a thing so that we can use that on the show. Because I think that's a good show
oh,
laugh.
Oh, man. That is a good
that's
show
a
laugh.
That's a funny laugh.
That is.
All right. Very good, Mike Schilt. Thank you to Sammy and whoever
yes,
is
job,
always
Sammy.
Down there getting that stuff so all of us can get some of that stuff. Boston. You know, they're a machine when they get going, and they're going tonight. 51-36 now, 15-point lead Boston over Miami just before halftime. The one big baseball game tonight, Baltimore and the Yankees.
The Yanks.
It's not the one big baseball game, but it's a big baseball game. Gunnar Henderson led off the game with a home run. That was about 3 hours ago, and it's still 1-0.
Man, these Yankees can't hit.
Nah, they can't. Oh, they've already been shut out 4 times this year. The Yankees, the Bronx Bombers, and yet you complain about the Padres struggling mightily.
I mean, the Yankees also are in first place, so.
All right, please win tonight, Padres. Please. Otherwise, we'll be back to somehow.
I can't do it.
Break it down tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned. Sam Levitt's Eco Water SoCal pregame show for Scraby, for Tony, Chris, Ello. Happy Monday.
Bye.